December 9, 2022. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. for Pedro show. Happy Friday. Started off with John Coltrane doing Body and Soul and Salvation from their brand new album, a tune called AM Radio. Remember that, people? It's what you heard in the car when you drove in the old days, older days. And because of those Estonia software programmers with their Skype invention, I got with me from Salvation, Brother Brian. Welcome aboard.
Mike, how the heck are you?
So glad to be talking with you. Now,
I'm glad to be talking with you. It's an honor. I've been following you for years, so.
Yeah. Now, the new album from Salvation. Tell me about it.
It actually dropped today. Street
comes out today. Okay. Perfect time to be on the show.
Perfect
Too bad
time.
Your two other bandmates missed the boat.
Yeah. On Reptilian Records, they were out of Baltimore, now out of Texas. They do a lot of punk and post-punk stuff. They reissue a lot of the Super Sucker stuff, but...
Eddie Spaghetti.
Yeah, Eddie. Very, very excited to be working with them. I an old band, did a record with them in 98. In 24-ish years, I've gone from Reptilian to Reptilian, full circle.
Whoa, shows to go you. Now, were you on the first Salvation release?
I was not. That's what I thought.
Because I remember Jason speaking to you.
Yeah, I joined the band about maybe almost 2 years ago now, right in the middle of the pandemic. Their old drummer, Santiago, had decided to pursue other ventures. So Jason, other bands I was in, had played with Salvation. So,
Brian, tell me, how did you get into drums?
I started playing back in high school in the early 90s. It just seemed... it seemed very like a very natural thing to do. I felt it in my blood, in my bones. I used to sit and set up pillow drum sets. I had an old high school pom pom from the cheerleaders to use as a hi hat. That was a good little shh. I played Megadeth records, Motley Crue.
Is that how you learned? Self taught by listening to the records.
Never had one lesson.
Okay. And what about, how'd you get your first kit? When did you graduate from pillow and pom-pom?
Found it in a local classified ad, and the folks were, had humored me. It was really cheap, the floor time.
And they let you prack at the pad?
In the basement. The first band, first noise rock band I was in the first few years, we practiced in my parents' basement. And
that's beautiful of them, right?
Oh, they were the most supportive parents ever. Yeah. I'm in high school. They're letting me play clubs like Lounge Axe and go on tour. I couldn't even drive yet. And they just, let the other guys take care of me, trusted me to do the right thing. And I am forever grateful to them.
Well, and what kind of kit was it? Who made it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was kind of a hodgepodge put together. The floor tom had a calf skin, and it didn't even have floor
tom. Calf skin? Whoa. Yeah, Hodge plays kick drums with calf skins.
Yeah, it was on like one of those stands, like a tripod stand that you pull out. It was cast iron, and you set it in it. It was almost like a fire pit or something.
And do you remember the first gig you played playing drums?
I do. It was in a mall in Joliet, Illinois, at a punk club called The Club, and it was an all-ages place. So I remember seeing Ministry there on one of their first tours. They got them.
It was one of their first tours. They had the new wave capes and the haircuts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Halloween every day.
And what was the first record you bought with your own money, Brian?
Damn, maybe probably the... Oh, man. Anthrax, State of Euphoria?
Okay. I'll take that for 20.
There might be something early. Like I said, I grew up listening to punk and metal. Maybe a Misfits record. I couldn't tell you what. And with my own money, probably not. I was still in high school, so that was still mom's money, or it was.
That's
my,
why I asked the question.
Chore money.
That's why I asked the question about the first record with your own money, because when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot.
Right. Okay. But yeah, I couldn't tell you that. But I was already, I felt I was already listening to the music, that would go to shape me when I was still at a very young age, and mom and pop had to sort of dish that stuff out.
And the first gig you did on the drums?
What's that?
The first gig you did on the drums, it was for who?
As for this band, we had taken a Fugazi song name called Bulldog Front, which is not a good thing at all, and we didn't know any better. I know it's associated with, like, the Nazi party. And, you know, our singer, Ball Guy, wanted to be in Mackay, and so that was the first
Mackay's band. No Nazi, I know that.
No. Strongly against it.
You know, it happened to us. When we went on a tour for Double Nickels on the Dime, me and D. Boone, it was summertime, so we thought the way to stay cool was have bald haircuts. And when we got to Atlanta, we got on some cable access TV show, and the guy asked us if we were Nazis because of the haircuts. D. Boone said, did you ever listen to the words? Words?
Yeah. What word? Yeah. No.
He was sitting in a fake electric chair. He was had like Alice Cooper thing going.
Yeah, not the first impression you want.
So was that gig a success?
Yeah, I'd say it was because, you know, there were people there. Our friends were there. I was playing live music. I was on a stage. I'd say that's a success. Anything you do the first time, if you're going to, you know, do it for 30 years after it, that's a success.
Absolutely. That's a launch pad. And how did you find him? Was it in the ads, like the drum set?
No, just, you know, word of mouth through friends. That's why I actually got a actual drum set, is because the guys had asked me to play in their band. Said, we see you tapping back there in the back seat. You look like you could keep time. You want to play drums for us?
That's what I call real friends.
Yeah, so I said,
other motherfuckers would have said, hey, knock that shit off. Other dudes said, hey, get a drum set. I like that. I like that very much. Look, I want to play off the new album, Drag.
Thank you. Home, come attack, drip blood, drip blood.
Watt for Pedro show. That Chuck and Music Star of a Salvation with the opening track, Drag. Then we had Spot. My old buddy Spotsky's up in Sheboygan these days, but he recorded the first Minuteman, Paranoid Time, and all that. Black Flag, Nervous Breakdown, Meat Puppets Up on the Sun, Husker Du, Zen Arcade, just all kinds, Saccharine Trust. Anyway, this is him, Monk's Misfortune. It's, I think from his Austin days, maybe. Bad Reputation, after that, out of upstate New York with Fascista, which is like a Minuteman fascist song off their first record, done with French translation. Die Boon Spiel. I remember, I think it was the first Rough Trade single. It was called Metalibang, the band, and they were a French punk band. And, yeah, one side had a tune, the music would break down, and the guy'd yell, Fascista! So, you're trippy about how things come around again, you know, full circle. But Boris, after that, from their brand new album, this is chapter 2, Full of Grass. Maybe Brother Takeshi these days, huh? You know, the Mota. Mio Chiono with Pelle de Sharp. Serp. I'm sorry. Pelle de Serp after that. Brand new. Annie Livingston. This is half of Mole Om now to Baltimore. Bright Eyes 1. No, Blight Eyes. It's your pun rock, you know. You take the K out, it's pun rock. Hellbeans out of Brighton, England. Flabbergasted Bastard. There's some rhyming. And brand new from Dame Area, Hostile Fiend. Later in the end. And finally, Salvation with It's a Thrill. So, Brian, tell me the process. Did you guys write in the studio, or was this all done ahead of time so in the studio would be more like a gig in front of the microphones?
This was all, you know, written ahead of time. Jason, singer-songwriter, usually will come in with you know, half-baked ideas, some lyrics, an idea for a song, maybe a verse and a hook. And then we'll sort of pound it out for a couple weeks and structure the thing, and then it's done. And then there's, you know, that happens for 75% of the record. The other 25%, you know, the songs just come. They're completely collaborative and chisel
you're
away.
Talking about collaborative. About you're talking collaborative in the studio while you record.
No, collaborative.
Oh, at the practice pad ahead of time.
Yep.
Okay. Let me ask you, for example, the opener, Drag. How'd that baby come up?
So that actually appeared on their first sort of recording that they did themselves, I think back in 2015. And when Reptilian decided to put this out, we only had it as an EP. So the guy asked if there's any way, you know, if he floated us a couple bucks, if we could turn it into an album, it would just be better. So Jason wanted to sort of re-record that song since we had been, you know, playing it with me, and it sort of structured out a little differently and took on a completely different feel. So we went back into the studio at Electrical, Steve's place, and knocked out a few more songs.
Electrical Audio People, Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Mr. Albini. I got to record the Weirdness of Stooges album there.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
I learned that Mr. Albini is quite a poker player, and he's got some nice cats, the animals. Okay, let's talk about that. You doing an old song before you were in the band. You stepping into another drummer's shoes. What was that like?
It was, you know, the music is similar to styles and bands I played before. So it was just, it felt like putting on, you know, an old pair of shoes. It was very easy. You know, I took what was there and made it my own. I didn't play things verbatim. I played them how I thought they should be moving forward.
Oh, you mean the old drummy? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, in respect to that. And how did you meet Jason?
Bands that I had played in played with Salvation.
Shared the stage at clubs?
Correct.
Okay. And so when that space opened up, you got the call?
I jumped right in.
Okay.
Well, I started jamming with him over the pandemic, and then 2 years later, all of a sudden, I'm in the band and recording a record. That's probably more accurate.
Do you remember the first practice with him?
Yeah, it was just me and him. You know, he brought in a couple of Salvation songs and a couple of his own, you know, his own things at the time, which became newer Salvation songs. And yeah, super, super nice guy. So it was, you know, it was very easy to, you know, jump in a room and just get to work.
And how long between then and the first gig that you did with Salvation?
Probably about 6 to 8 months.
And what was that? Like, first...
things weren't even open, so even closer to a year. Probably even closer to a year.
Because during the situation, you guys are getting it all together. Okay, so
exactly.
Do you remember the first gig?
The first gig was at, I think, a place called Burlington. Yeah, I do. It was good. Like I said, we had been playing and practicing for a while by then, so it was. It's like we had been gigging the entire time.
Well, that's happened. That is really happening, because sometimes you lose a cat and you lose part of the soul of the band, you know? So.
Right, especially when it's only a trio.
Right, right, right. It's like a stool, right? You lose a leg. God damn, you're going down. Down goes Frazier. So.
I'm a good replacement leg.
You know.
top of the line, yeah, ortho, you know.
Like a splint. Like a splint.
Yeah, top. Yeah, top.
So,
top
what,
of the line,
what about
duct
this
tape
first
and,
song?
And splint.
This first song, AM Radio, was that a retread?
No, that was messing around in a practice space with sort of four on the floor and then a three waltz and combining those to create sort of a new rhythm, and we just sort of the bass player and I, Vic. That sort of structured out the entire song. And then Jason's guitar and vocals actually are just sort of like little sprinkles on top rather than, you know, a song like Drag, which is very pop oriented and structured. Bass guitar play the same thing. This the AM Radio is sort of a anti-pop pop song.
So the AM Radio is part of the 25% that was collaborative?
Correct.
Okay. And then, It's a Thrill?
That is also, that was a new song, and that's just one of those where Jason had an idea, almost, you know, a full idea, brought it in, and we sort of structured it, you know, which in this sort of band where it is a lot, you know, of his ideas and his, you know, his voice is so strong and he's a great songwriter, I almost prefer that. It's very easy to come into a practice and a guy's got almost a full song. You know, then you're just cranking through it.
But it's a little different than AM Radio, where it sounds like the rhythm section got it together first, and then Jason jumped on.
Right. It's same kind of feel, but like I said, it was his ideas, and then we expanded upon them in the rhythm section, which, you know, I don't want to say forced him to sort of change up what he was doing, but it's sort of more of an organic workflow.
And the tune itself's got some change up with the four and the three.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the sort of breakdown part at the end.
Yeah. And that was developed by the rhythm section. I love hearing that, man. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. You do a little rhythm yourself.
Yeah. But it always seems like it's the other way, where they give you all the harmonic information, you know, from a piano or a guitar, and then everybody gets their parts off of that. Instead of the other way around with the rhythm section bringing it. And then you have the guitar and the piano and all the harmonic guys, you know, getting informed by that. Yeah.
Yeah, like they're adding accompaniment, basically.
Yeah, the other way around. You know, I think both sides can inform each other and still arrive at a fucking happening tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't push or pull one way or the other. Go
right,
with
right.
What seems to be working.
Right. And, like, the titles. You know, Jason, does he come in with titles, or do you guys, like, end up calling? Remember there was that Germ song called The Other Newest One? Because there was two new songs, right?
Right, and the working title stuck. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you want to just, you know, throw a little joke or a little punniness in there. Most times, especially when Jason brings something in, he's already got an idea of what it's going to be called or a couple ideas, and we'll just, you know, take a vote on it.
You know, I ask that question because in my songwriting, I got to start with the title or I got no focus. And like hardly anybody I ask on the show, it's always like last or something.
Right, it's an afterthought. What would we call this thing?
Yeah, right. So, interesting to hear. Interesting to hear. You guys actually have a vote. Yeah. You have a vote. That's... And what studio
was this?
Very
democratic.
Yeah, I'm into that. And what studio was this done? It was at Steve Albini Electrical Audio, right?
Half of it was done there. Another half was done in a place called Palisade. In Chicago as well, just a friend of ours who.
What part came first?
The Palisade stuff, the electrical stuff was, you know, when Chris from Reptilian wanted to make it a full length, I pushed to go.
Okay. So at the other pad, you did the little bit for the EP, and then when, please bring more. Then you bring what you already had done over to Steve.
I didn't have to push for it too hard then to go back to the other place. I know my drums. I've recorded there probably a dozen times, and I know I am confident that those rooms, that my drums need to be in those rooms.
And did Steve and his guys wear boiler suits and shit?
Oh, yeah, they have their onesies up, you know. You got all the colors. You got the white, your shellac green, your gray, your black, your orange.
You know, that's the way aircraft carriers work. All the different crews got different outfit colors. Yeah.
I respect it. When you go to work, you should dress like it.
You know who really dug that was Ig. He thought it was like a serious thing, you know, that these guys, it's not just fucking around. He really dug that. And at the first place, how many tunes did you do? 3, 4, 5?
6.
You did 6.
So maybe it was. Yeah, we did 6. Actually, we did 4. And then there's the two sort of lighter. There's the piano one, and then there's the Jason acoustic one that they did. We did in a – the guy, Mike Boltz, who recorded – was the engineer at Electrical for us, recorded at his home studio. So – they were able to sort of work on that on and off.
So it was actually done at 3 pads.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 pads. But they didn't need a fucking full on drum set. Probably the home pad could record drums, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So piano, acoustic guitar, no problem. Sort of like my pad, I can do everything but a drum set because I live in an apartment. I got Pro Tools HD Omni, but I had a drummer come in here. Yeah, my neighbors.
Yeah, no bueno.
Fucking kitchen gal, my God. And so if 4 was done, 2 done, and how many altogether is there? 10? 11? No, there's 10.
9.
9. Okay. So you only did 3, but then it was mixed with Steve Albini, right?
No, it was Steve didn't do anything but say hello.
I mean his pad. It was the other cat you said.
Yeah, the other cat mixed it at home, and it was just sort of a, rifle mixes back and forth and sound.
Oh, the guy who recorded the two lighter pieces also mixed it there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And who ended up mastering it?
I have no idea. It was the guy from the labels, guy who does all his work from Reptilian.
The first Lou Reed record, man, mastering the Ocean, I think it was called, destroyed that record, lame mastering. So it's like having, Big Daddy Don Garlitz with a big Hemi and those big old slicks, and then in between you got a little Volkswagen Beetle transmission.
Right, it could make or break a record.
People, well, you can't polish a turd, right? But you can make it more turd.
Right.
We're at the end of the first album.
Make it a less turd-like.
Or more turd. It's the end of the first hour, December 9, 2022, edition of Peter. So special guest, Brian from Salvation. Hold tight for hour 2. December 9, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro show.
dreamed I was waiting in line, a long, slow line at the DMV. There was a beautiful girl just behind, but she never said a single word to me. I searched my bag for a book to read. All I had was one written in a Russian, and I can't read Russian. I can't read Russian. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. Then I dreamed I was doing the dishes, just some ordinary plates and such. Some random dream person says, "You like doing dishes?" I answer, "No, not much." I grab my Sony Walkman to lessen the boredom with my favorite cassette. But my Sony Walkman is broken. My Sony Walkman is broken. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. Then my recurring dream is even worse. I'm just sitting in an empty room. Every now and then, the secretary comes in with a dustpan and a broom. She does a little bit of sweeping and leaves without saying a word. I always notice she's missed some dust. I always notice she's missed some dust. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. Then there's the dream where I'm walking down a city street. The stores are all closed and shuttered. I finally find an open restaurant. They bring me white toast unbuttered. I look out the window at the people passing, all dressed in identical beige. Then I realize I'm in beige myself. I realize I'm in beige myself. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep.
Cashing more than to their views. They're talking heads, but they're not burning down the house. Just take your meds and keep as quiet as a. Don't you let them have their way with what you do or what you say or what you find out. What they need, make them stop and make them be. Can't be holding nothing back. Just speak the truth. There's nothing fake about the truth. We all got rights, even if they got us in their sight. Gotta stand our ground. They will never run us out of. Don't you let them have their way with what you do or what you say. Cut out a mile. Don't give an inch, don't give a smile. Oh, hold on to your super tight. Find the purse with all your might. Find the purse with all your might. Now push. Push it back. Come on now. Here we go again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't you let them have their way. For what you do or what you say. Or once you find out what they need. Make them stop and make them see. If you give time.
Picking morals from the air, but don't you know that they're not in season here or anywhere? No, Basil Fawlty does not care. Trust me, I don't mean to be indecent, dear. ain't no nursery rhyme. I ain't no cow, you ain't no moon. I'll risk it sounding dry, 'cause I'm not getting over you.
Pedro Show, start off the second hour, Salvation from their brand new album. This is a tune called Backwards Bunny. Then we had Sam Bennett out of Tokyo. My dreams are so boring, they put me to sleep. Organs after that from Ireland, live at the Black Box. Tune called Everything is Demons. The Wicked Lowdown out of New England. They got a guitar player from Texas, but they ain't from Texas. Wasp fucked up. Sorry. The Push, Mike on bass. I think he's got a 52 P bass. He got Econo. I don't know how. They need Econo. Rob Dobbins spec with You. And then finally, Up on the Wall, Salvation. Brian, the drummer man. The beat in his hand.
Mike.
Stick man. Enlighten us regarding Backwards Bunny.
Backwards Bunny was another sort of collaborative riff. Actually, I think Backwards Bunny was actually the first thing Jason and I sort of jammed on when he asked if I wanted to join the band. And then just sort of developed it from there. Probably the longest to write because we started it so early. But actually, the title, which I love, is a good friend of mine, Jeffrey Smith, is a painter here in Chicago, and that was one of his painting titles. He was one of those who loved little funny sounding titles, so I thought it'd be great for a song title, and I asked his permission, and Jason loved it, so.
Okay, what about this little fucking factoid? Difference between a bunny and a hare?
The tail, or is this a joke?
No, it's the way they raise their babies. The bunny's in the ground, hare's above the ground. Mm. That's what a jackrabbit's actually a hare. That jackrabbit means fake, like not real.
Not real, yeah.
Yeah, and they're bigger. Hares are usually bigger. You know, there's turtle, tortoise, frog, toads, kind of cousins, right? So
yeah.
Not really a joke, just a little factoid. So was Jason singing to you when you first played with him?
I think he had vocal ideas, so yes, he sang along with the parts.
And does he know the Painter Man? Or did you end up naming the song that your painter friend that you named the tune after?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
He did not know him at all. He just loved the title. He's like, I want to steal that for the song. And okay. I said, let me get permission first.
Okay, and what about Up on the Wall?
Up on the Wall, another collaborative guy. Yeah, I think that actually started with the rhythm section, just playing something a little funkier. The little drum intro to that is actually a little Max Roach piece from the Max Roach quintet, an album called... God, what is the name of that record? Something about Pictures in a Frame, I think it's called.
Yeah, I saw him play live many times with Raymond Pettibone. He's incredible. You know, his band, you know, he's the drummer man. Of course, you know that.
Hey, one of my biggest influences.
Now, you know how he had the band set up in a straight line? He'd be on one end.
Yeah.
And so nobody's in front or behind anyone, right? Kind of level playing field, literally. And get this, his fucking count-ins. It didn't matter what the fucking tune was. And. You know, some motherfuckers are like, one, two, one, two, three, four. This guy's and.
And
you
and
just, yeah, and you just play as fucking fast as you can.
You better be ready.
And then when it came time for his solo, every time I saw him play, 99% of the solo was just on the hi-hat. Along with the stand, cymbals, the pedal, you know, but just that, not the other drums. Now, I'll tell you this about his toms. Man, did he tune them high.
Yeah. It was just like for a jazz drummer, that some things that he did sounded so simple, they were so fucking complex.
There's a great tune, Charlie Mingus, right? Percussion Discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's something else. And also, with the civil rights and open-minded that way, he made some albums about those issues and stuff. Max Roach is an amazing cat. And played for a lot of his life.
A lot of his life, yeah.
Look, I'm going to play something from the new album, Hold the Phone.
Oh, good one.
We'll be right back. Thank you. almost wore out this body. Come back when you're something. I struck out a match made, another burn out in the morning. Make me clean, gasoline, a broken down slob on a good day. You are king, big star now. I'm unimpressed, but I'm
show. We're having some fun offline talking about people and their fucking assumptions. Okay, that chunk of music started with Salvation, Hold the Phone from the new album. Ben Shemmy after that with The Return. Bahan Boy, that's Brother AJ out of the Netherlands with Red, Green, and Gold, which I remember the lights when I saw Bob Marley. Family Man, that's a bass player. Ray Shin after that, Key Punch, and finally Salvation with Worn Out Party. Worn Out Party, lightness there.
What's that?
Worn Out Party. You were there. I wasn't. So I'd be committing fraud if I tried to pretend I knew what it was about.
That's whatever that's about, that's in Jason's mind.
Okay, so one, this wasn't
that one
a
was
collab
out,
one.
He even asked me to come in and play some drums on it.
Okay. And like how he did he record it alone and then you came in and recorded alone?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't record anything on that track. He had tried to get me to come in and do some stuff. I just couldn't make it in, or I didn't want to that day. I thought it was good enough. It didn't need anything else.
Yeah. Do you know this T-Rex record, The Slider?
No.
Okay. It's the one with Telegram Sam and shit. Anyway, there's a song on there called Main Man, and it's acoustic. It's him singing, of course, Mark Bolan. But acoustic guitar and bass, there's no drums. But some, you're right, sometimes that's enough. And you know, it, I think it takes a real music cat to let go of the ego, right? Maybe I don't need to be here.
Yeah, I don't. You just recognize and don't shoehorn anything in there. Let it be its own life.
Yeah, yeah. So you
sometimes actually, the song dictates what it needs.
And like this one was one at practice. This is one he just did for the record.
Yeah, this was one of his babies, and we were like, put it on the record. It sounds great.
Brian, was this self-produced or was there a producer?
Self-produced. Mike Bowles, well, Mike Lust, you know, put a few of his ideas in there as far as, you know, how he wanted to hear things sound, and then, you know, would convince us, this is, you know, what do you think of this? And we would, you know, give him notes back. But no, it was mainly our call on everything.
I like that. I think more and more bands are doing that. And also record themselves even. You know, there used to be...
Yeah, I never believed in producers. Yeah.
There used to be Grand Canyon between the dudes recording the band and the band. And
right.
Maybe that's narrowing up some. Part of it, maybe technology making shit more econo, but also I think people, you know, get more open-minded about stuff. Maybe. I don't know. Just guessing.
I guess it all depends on
the Jason, type
of music and all. The level.
Let's get back to Salvation. Like, Worn Out Party, you said whatever that means. So Jason never explains his tunes to you.
Only if we ask.
Okay. You didn't ask on this, baby. What about Hold the Phone?
Hold the Phone, another collaborative writing piece. Again, started out as a bass and drum riff, just a little, us playing around with a little rhythm section thing. And then, Jason liked it. And again, the vocals and guitar become more of an accompanying piece, sort of, you know, give some texture to the song. And then you have this, it's basically one part. You know, sometimes songs only need to be one part. You just
Lime in the Coconut, Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
C7, right? The whole fucking song. Stooges, TVI, right? All A minor. E minor 7 for Funhouse. Yeah. People make fun, right? Ah, Ramones 3 chords. There's one chord song.
Yeah.
I think Land of a Thousand Dances is one part. Yeah, you know.
I'm gonna steal the beat for a Salvation song.
Okay.
It's already
but
on the
this
books.
Whole idea of the way things should be, that's such a bullshit thing, right? Let the song have its own fucking life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian, 100,000%. Look, it's end of the second hour, December 9, 2022. Edition of Watt from Pedro Show, special guest Brian for Salvation. Hold tight for hour 3. December 9, 2022. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
I get out of the car and I'm standing there looking at the sky. I don't see anything. And the husband, he noticed that I was there, and after his phone call ended, he said, you know, my wife has never seen blue sky in her entire life. Never has she seen skies like this. That's how bad the pollution was in Beijing.
Thank you.
for Pedro Show. Third hour, start off Salvation from the new album, Voices in the House. Then brand new from Mio Chiono, Blue Skies, Fluke with Railhead after that. Fine with Wire after that. Finally, Bob Pollard out of Dayton, Ohio, Shadowport. You know, every other month, it's got to be a new album for Bob Pollard. This guy, I cannot believe how much he records and writes songs. And now he's playing gigs with Dinosaur, you know, a guy by his voice. He's just an incredible cat. So, hip us to Voices in the House.
That was another one that was brought back to sort of round this out to become an album. An old Salvation tune with the old drummer that they sort of resurrected. We made it a little longer. It was already long, a little long in the teeth, clocking in a little over 10 minutes.
So what you're saying
is, let's do this one. This will make runtime an album length.
What you're saying is that the band used to do this before, but it wasn't recorded like Drag.
It was recorded, but it was sort of self-released, not on any sort of release.
And was it long in that version?
Yeah, not as long. We sort of slowed it down a little bit and dragged out a couple parts. You know, added a few measures to a few of the, you know,
so
the stonery parts.
No, but I understand the dilemma because you got a record done, and then the guy, this is what happened with the Minutemen with the Double Nickels on the Diamond, the fall of 83. We had an album done, and then the Huskers came to town, and with Spot, they recorded Zen Arcade, and it was a double album. We thought, fuck, they did one. We should do one. So we had to write all these songs right away, right? And in March, 5 months later, we record the rest of the songs to make the album. But it's not like you're trying to come up with filler, but it's. So what Jason did, he went back and repurposed some older stuff.
Yeah, and then, AM Radio was actually a last-minute addition. And that one just came together really quickly. We practiced the shit out of it because of the weird, you know,
it's evolution, right? It started with the rhythm section. Is there a lot of times where you and the bass player just jam?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, when we're, you know, now that we're working on new stuff, you know, a lot of the, you know, practice-based recordings that we, you know, go back to the tape and see if we got anything there. Just nice bass drum riding along, and then Jason will very easily pick up on, you know, what he wants to do over that.
So do you, you know, the way that some people use on their leashes, they use a fucking voice memo for, in the old days you use notebooks, but now to remember words. Do you do that shit with the drum licks, ostinatos, you know, little figures?
Say that again. You were breaking up.
I'm sorry. You know, the way lyric writers, singers and songwriters, they'll keep a backlog, library of their lyrics and stuff on the voice memo on their leash. I'm wondering if you do the same thing with drum little figures, little parts.
I do. I do. I'll either, if I'm in a space and going on something, I'll sort of, you know, just hammer it out on the drums. Or if... If I'm in the shower and it comes in my head,
That's what I'm going to ask you. If you don't have sticks, do you use your mouth?
I beatbox, yeah.
Right.
He hates when I beatbox.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like some kind of memory, because man, it's hard to. You come up with a good trip and then it's fucking gone.
Yeah, you know, I'm 47 years old, and I just recently, you know, the past few years, started actually writing things down when they pop into my head, because otherwise it's fleeting. It's gone.
I had to put special hooks where my keys always go, where the wallet always goes, because it'd take a half hour to get out of the band. But, you know, you got future belongs to the efficient. I want to play Drag the River. You got Drag and you got Drag the River.
Thank you. I don't want to try. Thank you. It's Lord of the Flies. And everyone dies.
Show last music for this edition. Drag the River from Salvation. Started off that chunk, then we had Bacchanus with it's a bunch of wise people, but Espanol, so yeah. Thurston Moore and John Maloney after that. John Maloney these days is tour road boss for Jay Maskus, a dinosaur. And Age Limit, they did a twofer drummer and a guitar thing. That poor lonely kick drum. Whenever I think of a band without a bass player, oh, that poor lonely kick drum. Aralunga after that with Weirin 7. I don't know what Weirin means. Weirin. But Aralunga is kind of Espanol too, huh? And Samuel Lockwood out of Iowa City, next door to Illinois. 5 a.m. Iowa, the state. Right, there's something called Quad Cities where the border towns, Moline, Davenport, stuff like Rock Island, I think. Cheap Trick Town. Sam Locke Ward with 5 a.m. Blood. And finally, the Hammer Party with Dog Eat Dog. So Drag and Drag the River, they're not connected, right?
No.
Tell me about Drag the River.
Drag the River is the second of sort of Jason's, I don't want to call him solo songs, but he... It was another thing he had recorded on his own, came up with very haunted kind of piano line. And Vic and I were like, why don't you put that on the record? It's great. And it was originally, he really wanted it to end the record. But because of only, you know, an odd number of songs, 9, and one of them being 10 minutes, sequencing wise, that one didn't work out. So we swapped that with his other acoustic kind of solo-y song, which, Worn Out Party, which I think is a great record ender.
Yeah, not as Pigs on the Wing. Remember how that album has like 3 songs, right? This little thing, little acoustic kind of thing. Yeah, with vinyl people, you don't really want to go over 20 minutes aside because the bass guitar and the kick drum start having to be really tiny.
Yeah, real compressed.
Yeah, so don't go over 20 minutes, please. You can do that on the CD, but not on your vinyl. And since vinyls have... So this baby is coming out on vinyl, right? Correct?
Yeah. It's we just got our copies in the mail the other day. It's on beautiful pink and purple swirl vinyl.
All right.
To match the artwork.
There's been a big backlog at the pressing plants. I'm glad they made it for the drop date.
This guy's got a good... I forget where he had it pressed, but he's got a good relationship with them, does a lot of records, so they sort of have him, you know, he's figured out the COVID cadence to record pressing.
Yeah.
Six months.
Where can people find it on the internet real easy?
You can go to reptilianrecords.com and order it there. I was going to say
reptilianrecords.com, people. reptilian. You go ahead, Brad.
Let me get my glasses here so I can actually read this URL. Yeah, reptilianrecords.com.
So
R-E-P-T-I-L-I-A-N records.com or reptilianrecords.bandcamp.com. It's up there, too, and you can preview a couple tracks.
Okay, great, great. So people check that out. Now, is there a Salvation website?
There is not, but you can visit us at Salvation Band on Instagram. But there's no website or on the.
So you staple up flyers on corporate telephone poles.
Oh yeah.
So
still
do I.
All the old DIY
so do
stuff.
I. But one day you're gonna want a Salvation website because that's like having your own fanzine. There's no fucking middleman.
Right. Go here.
Right. Go
see
here.
See what we're doing.
Right.
No, we haven't updated it in a year, but it's there.
Now what's the plan, Brian? You guys go to tour?
Yeah, once this baby's out for, a few months and winter's over, I don't want to tour in January.
Of course. You're not in California.
Yeah, we'll definitely come there over now. We're going to be playing a couple smaller festivals in the spring, and then probably set up a week or two's worth of shows around that. And then go from there.
Do you guys like to make one big loop or like a West Coast one, an East Coast one, a Midwest one?
No, one big loop is just too long. So, split them out. West, hopefully you can hook up with another band and just fly out there, rent a van, and use somebody else's backline.
Great idea, people. Share. It's okay.
Share.
It's okay. Yes. It's okay. You know, in Europe and Japan, they did that a long time because the pads are so small, so you'd have to. And I remember some U.S. guy, what, you're not going to use? It's like, come on.
We have a full back line.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we do with these clubs.
Insane. Like in Manhattan, right? There's one town in our country's like that.
Yeah.
So, look, you probably ain't working on the next record yet, but you soon will be. When you get it done, when you come back on the show, maybe talk those other two guys into coming with you if they want.
Yeah, before that happens, I'll get them set up with Skype accounts, and we'll all try to get out.
But I love talking to you. I love talking to you, Brian. It was beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And congrats on the new album. It's beautiful. People.
Thank you. Very proud of it.
It's been the December 9, 2022 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.